I'm finding out about May Day, Mayfield Day. What is it coming up with this? And I got it wrong. It's not this Saturday. It's Saturday week. Okay, so it's the 11th of May. But let's find out about it. Joining me from the Hunter Events Group, Louise is with me. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for giving me some time to talk about this May Day, Mayfield Day. Tell me a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. So Mayfield Day is its third year running. It is created and designed and delivered by us. However, we are acting completely and wholly and solely on behalf of the Mayfield BIA, which is the Mayfield Business Improvement Association, a brilliant organisation that is out there to better the community, better the businesses that are local, and to create amazing events for our community whilst also supporting our local businesses to showcase essentially Mayfield. So it's shaping up to be an amazing event with an abundance of different storeholders that we've got. So all suites and types and styles and designs of different market stores selling beautiful homemade goods. Most of our storeholders are locally based, and we've got an array of essential food as well, and snack food and the like, from both local and some a little bit further abroad, but mostly local, that are supporting the community as well.
Look, now, it's not just for people that live in the postcode of 2304, which is a great postcode for the Mayfield people. Everyone can come and experience this, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's free to all. We encourage anyone and everyone to come and taste and experience Mayfield whilst we showcase it in many different ways. It's for everyone. It's a beautiful, family, fun and friendly event. We are sponsored this year by Optus. They're sponsoring our kids' zone. So if you've got little ones, potentially bringing out the kid in some of our bigger ones as well. But we've got face painting. Optus are bringing an endless amount of activities. There's a messy PlayStation for the kids to get a little bit, you know, hands-on. There's definitely some live music for our guests to enjoy, with belly dancers and things like that also.
I've got to ask you also, I'm very curious about these bush clowns. What's a bush clown?
We had them last year. We've altered it differently for this year. So we've got different form events. We mix it up every year. This is our third year running.
Yeah.
So the first year we had roaming bits and pieces. Last year, yes, we did have bush clowns, and there's a whole world of different roaming entertainment that sort of engaged the kids and connected with them on a whole bunch of different levels. This year we've got messy play. Optus have got a really great, amazing sort of dartboard that people can have a lot of fun with. So we mix up the entertainment element each and every year so that it can continually bring a little bit of diversity to the things we offer.
Well, it's good timing with Mother's Day coming up too, because market stalls, you've got some stalls there.
We have so many, that if you need any last-minute Mother's Day gifts, obviously Mayfield Day is happening on the 11th of May. So if there are any last-minute bits and pieces or presents, every time I go to this event, I always find something for myself. As I guarantee you won't be disheartened in the endless amount of different things you can buy for Mum if you've left any of those gifts at the last minute, or, you know, if you're thinking about it now, but you want a good place to shop and to support some locals, Mayfield Day is the place for you.
Now, also, Louise, for those that are going to come on down and check it out in Webb Park on the 11th of May, you've got us covered for food too. I think you've got some food trucks and that coming down.
Yeah, 100%. So much substantial food. So if you're hungry, make sure you are. Bring your empty tummy as well. There's pancakes, there's dumplings, there's Turkish gozmey, there's an array of different...
what about coffee? Coffee?
Yeah, we've got coffee coming too. We can't forget about the coffee. There's brownies, there's cheese cakes, there's Thai food, there's pancakes, there's Turkish street food, there's chicken, there's burgers. Pretty much you're going
to
be satisfied.
But have you got coffee? We need to have coffee,
yes,
Louise.
We've got coffee. Got coffee. Coffee's under control.
All
yes.
Right. Now, I've also got to ask you here about this one here, which is going to be a part of the day, to some musicians. You've got some local musicians coming down to perform?
We definitely do. Yeah, we've got some belly dancers coming down. We've got some local artists activating our live entertainment component of the day as well. So there'll be entertainment pretty much running from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. In fact, we had so much entertainment wanting to partake and be involved in the event that we've jammed in as much as we can within the time we've got the event active for.
Apparently you've got bush clowns too, Louise. Bush clowns.
The bush clowns were what we had last year. We've got different bits of
different ones, yeah.
This year. Yeah. So we've got the messy play and the Optus kids zone.
One aspect for the kids.
Painting.
What else for the kids?
Yes. Face painting, so free face painting. Come and get your face painted. It's always a lot of fun. And Optus, who are activating and sponsoring our kids zone, are bringing a whole world of different activities for kids to enjoy and partake in as well.
That is excellent. Now, I better check the times for this. Now, I am correct. It's Webb Park on Saturday the 11th of May. Is that right?
That's correct. 10 a.m., I should say, until 3 p.m.
All right. What a great day. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Louise, thank you for telling us all about it. We'll check in again about it next week and we'll remind everyone what it's going to be a great day for Mayfield Day.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for having me and I look forward to seeing everyone down at Webb Park Saturday week.
Oh, I love it. There you go. Joining us from the Hunter Events Group, that's Louise. And did I tell you that there's going to be bush clowns there? It's going to be sensational. That's just some of the many things that are there. Market stalls, community groups, great for the kids with face painting, balloon animals, colouring in competition. So many good things happening. It's May Day, May Day, May Day, May Day, Mayfield Day. And that one is coming up on Saturday, the 11th of May. You can check that one out and you can enjoy that. That's going to be a lot of fun in Webb Park.